Hey. God says he's made you to be someone who enjoys the line upon line, and he enjoys order, and knows how to spot it, and knows how to see a weakness inside of a system. You're able to see in organizations and leadership structures, you're able to see things that aren't, you know, as efficient as they could be. And God says to pursue that, even to find a way to get trained in that. He says to find a way to get trained in financial matters. And in the task of administration, learning how to be a good administrator. And God also says that he whom the Son sets free is truly free. He's giving you a deliverance ministry to deliver people from demons. He says he's going to free you from panic attacks and anxiety that they're going to attack you in the future. The fear is going to try to grip you, but he says that you're free from it, and you're going to be able to deliver other people from panic attacks and from anxiety attacks. You're to have no fear of heart trouble or diabetes. God says your lineage is new in Christ, and that you're not to fear what the stuff that's in your family, be it diabetes, heart attacks, whatever, cancer, you're free. God says that arthritis is not going to plague you. You're not to be afraid of arthritis, that you're to be free to use your hands and your body to advance your life and advance the kingdom of God, and not be afraid of arthritis. He says you're going to go through at some point in the future. Are you married yet? You're going to get married, and at some point, you and your wife and your family are going to go through a fiery trial. I saw you with your family in a forest fire, just a massive blaze of a forest fire. And God came and brought this huge, wet blanket and just draped it over you. And it was just this thing that came, and it brought you down like this, your whole family. And the fire burned and burned and burned, but you guys were a little chilly and a little wet inside of there. And so God says that when the fiery trial comes, and you'll know it, because everything around you will be ablaze, will be falling apart, people will be running in panic, but you and your family are going to be safe. And so God's telling you now so that when it happens, you won't be afraid, but you'll be able to remember, God says he's bringing a wet blanket to put over us. And there's something very womb-ish about that blanket. When God, this vision I saw, when God brought this thing on you, there's something very nurturing about it, that not only were you safe from the fire, but you were actually just like a baby in a womb, that you and your family, you and your wife especially, were finding a time of being, of having your identity renewed and finding out that there's things in you that you didn't realize were there, just a reforming of your identity and the way you think about yourselves. Now, after the fire, God says, get up and sow seed of the gospel. You're to act fast, because I see whenever this disaster is gone, and I believe it's going to be a physical, actual disaster you're going to be in, okay, that the enemy is going to try to come. The enemy of our souls is going to try to come. And in the lives of people around you that have been burned, he's going to sow just whatever kind of seeds he's got. But God says you carry the gospel. And to remember when this happens, to act quickly and sow seeds of the gospel in people around you, because it's going to bear fruit. Do you play guitar? God, pursue it, because there's a gift there. There's a very definite gift there, and God will use it throughout the rest of your life. Now, this deliverance thing is a big deal, and God says you need to look into his word and begin to understand what the kingdom of God is. That's very key for you. You need to understand what the kingdom of God is, because casting out demons is a sign of the presence of the kingdom of God, and you carry the kingdom. And so you need to understand your authority better. You don't understand it yet. So you need to dig into the word and get to a place where you are totally confident in Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. Listen, brother. I recognize you. I haven't ever seen you before, but I recognize it. God. First, God has done a great thing with your thinking. I saw you with a linen bandage, like a healing around your mind. God's done a wonderful thing. There's been a destruction of some old thinking patterns and a download from God on some new thinking patterns. That's going to continue. There's a progressive release from, I don't know, a sense of sadness or oppression. That's the wrong word. Unhappiness, depression. There's a sense of, there's been at times that a depression has come upon you, just to wait, like a cloud. I'm fishing for words, but it's like a cloud. But there's a progressive walking out from that that you're in the middle of now. That's going to continue. Next, I see that there's a warrior's heart in you. If there's a yearning in you to do exploits for God, to tear down something, tear down the enemy, tear down a wall, do something to destroy darkness, to combat it. And there's like a, well, I just see this warrior's heart. You remind me of a man I know. You remind me of a man who's in the Rangers. And he's been all over the world charging darkness. That's what you say to me. That's what the Holy Spirit says to me about you. You're going to be a man who charges darkness. You're going to be a man that when other people are afraid or put off or just trembling, the Holy Spirit in you is going to react by charging toward that thing. So, this is what the Lord says. My son, I've called you to be my warrior. I've called you to be my man who charges the ramparts, who presses forward when others would fall back. And I tell you, my son, even as I am lifting the cloud of darkness that comes off of you, that comes on you sometimes, I'm also giving you the heart of a warrior to press in and to charge the darkness. I will give you weapons of warfare against demonic forces. I anoint you this evening, says God, that you would begin to see, to literally see the demons and to see their work within your mind's eye. I anoint you this night that there will be a heart of courage in you and an authority in your mouth over those demons to cast them out, to make those, to demolish those strongholds, says God. My son, I'm going to strengthen your body, and I'm going to make you a man who can run even in his old age, and I do mean literally run in your old age. I'll make you a man whose joints stay strong, that you'll be able to run and even to minister in long distances. And brother, the day's going to come. I see you in a very dry place, and I don't mean spiritually, literally in a desert somewhere. And I see you just walking a long distance, walking, not riding, walking a long distance and ministering along the way and other people falling out to the right and to the left, but you continue to walk on, and at the last, you're the only man standing. So the Lord also says, my son, I put within you a persevering and persistent heart, says God, that you would persevere through the trials where other men and other women would fall aside out of weariness or just by giving up at the wrong time. And I say to you, my son, do not give up, for I will be there at the end of the journey. And brother, I see you at the, I just see you time and time again pressing into things that other people are not able to press into. And at the end, I see you every time snapping into a slot, like a snap-on tool. You know how you take the wrench head or the wrench and you snap it on? I see you snapping into slots at the end of this. So over and over again, there's going to be a pattern of persevering to the end of something, and at the end of it, finding a slot or a place in which you fit in a significant way, like a cog in a set of gears that makes something work the way it's supposed to. God's also going to give you an eye, as Joseph said, to see this in an administrative and team way, how to complete things, how to make things work right, so that the thing has all of its cogs. And along the way also, there is a companionship. There's a marriage coming. And this is an assignment from God. God's already made an assignment here. This is not going to be a casual thing, and it won't be by happenstance. I'm not saying it's going to be by the prophet speaking. I don't really believe in that for marriage, but there is an assignment because God has got a team that he's going to establish between you and your future wife. Amen.
And I hear the Lord saying to you that in the spirit I see you as a Joseph. And you've seen the coat of colors, of many colors that God has put on you. You've heard the promises, beautiful things, but it's landed you in the pit. And it's landed you in a season of, even symbolically speaking, of jail. And you've been in that place, but I hear the Lord saying that this is your season, this is your hour. They're going to remember you, just as Joseph said, remember me. And they wouldn't remember him until it was the right time. I hear the Lord saying to declare over you that this is your season where you are being remembered in this hour. There is one that we know of, that the Spirit of the living God dwells in him and is within him. You've got the goods, son, says the Lord. I even sense to declare an impartation for dreams and visions to you. There's a seer anointing that God's going to develop in your life that's going to help you understand and even guide you in the way that you should go. You're going to see it, you're going to sense it during the day, and you're going to dream it at night. But the Lord says to you, this is your hour to rise up and realize that I am calling on you. There's opportunity knocking at your door in this hour of your life. So the Lord says, as you hear that, to respond in obedience, to respond even in faith that God has prepared you, he won't give you the opportunity without preparing you for it and releasing you to that. And also another thing I see is that God has been preparing your hands for war. And I saw the enemy just coming around you and just kind of, it was kind of an old kung fu kind of movie, like chop, chop, chop. And at first he kind of got some hits on you, but slowly but surely you were developing quick and fast reflexes. I heard the Lord saying that it will be a quick reflex that even now that you're learning where the enemy won't get in, and it's a matter of getting them out, but it's just blocking them out from the beginning. So there's a prevention to that, to shut the door to the enemy. So it's as though God's saying your skills as that warrior is really taking place, and God sees you blossoming in that area of your life. This will be an hour where at times you'll have to take some risk, where before you've said, I won't do that, I won't do this, but God says, I want you to, as you see me call on you, I want you to respond to that and take some risk and realize that I will back you up, says the Lord. There's an internet savviness that God has given you. And I believe that he's going to begin to even use that for his purposes. I see you linking up with people in other nations through the internet, internet church, podcast. I see God just giving you God ideas on what to do to reach others and to connect with others. I see you encouraging people around the globe through the use of the internet. So God says, even that is a tool that I can use for my glory, and you will be used and even launched forth in that area of your life to encourage others around the globe. I see God putting a nation strongly in your heart. Somewhere in the Middle East, that just a burden to pray for them and a burden just to connect with them, and God bringing people of that orientation around your life so that you can even minister to them as well. So God is saying, son, rise up, take all the goods that I've given you, and it's time to even believe everything that I've said to you, and as opportunity knocks on that door, to walk through it in faith, knowing that I will back you up, says the Lord. So Father, we just thank you for all that you have declared. We thank you for all that you're saying. We thank you, Father. We seal these words over him, Lord. We declare that he will walk in the fullness that you have for him in this hour, God. No more shrinking back. But we declare that all will come into full fruition in his life as he believes you and steps forward. In Jesus' name, amen. We declare it. Amen.